today we are relying on the grace of the Holy Spirit. I've been dealing with some allergy things, and then Father David almost passed out through in the middle of Mass this morning from the heat, I guess. And then at the last Mass, somebody else had a stroke while we were having Mass. And so I can't wait to see what happens at this Mass. So if you are feeling hot or unwell or whatever, please attract the attention of an usher. And I assure you, at this point, the medical squad knows exactly where we are. They'll be here very shortly. So anyway, we are relying on the grace of the Holy Spirit today. But on this Pentecost day, you know, as we think of the apostles, how they went out filled with the grace of the Holy Spirit to proclaim the good news of the gospel, changed by Jesus into a whole new personality. What does that have to do with us today? Can we still receive the Holy Spirit in that powerful way that the apostles did on that first Pentecost? The answer is yes, and it has to do with the sacraments. I'll read you a quote here from the Catechism. It says, "The sacraments are the actions of the Holy Spirit at work in His body, the Church. They are the masterworks of God in the new and everlasting covenant." So it's the sacraments are the work of the Holy Spirit, and they're the masterworks of God. So we want to make sure that we really understand what the sacraments are all about. They have the proper understanding of them. And we can get a good understanding of them by looking at today's gospel. You may think or have thought as you heard the gospel, hey, that gospel sounds really familiar. And indeed, we just heard it like a couple of weeks ago as we hear that gospel on the second Sunday of Easter. So isn't that kind of a weird thing that the church would have us in the same liturgical season read the same gospel twice? Why does it do that? Because we're to understand something different about the gospel when we read it in light of the descent of the Holy Spirit on the apostles. So the first time we read that gospel on Divine Mercy Sunday, right, the focus is obviously on Jesus' resurrection. He's risen from the dead. His apostles are thrilled to see him. But he gives them the Holy Spirit at that moment. You'll notice that, right? He breathes upon them and says, "Receive the Holy Spirit." And then he institutes the sacrament of penance that they can forgive and retain sins. But that doesn't totally change their lives, right? I mean, they're still the same very fearful, weak men that they've always been. The same men who fled from away when Jesus was arrested, who hid in behind locked doors in the upper room. Their lives aren't changed in that moment on that first Easter Sunday. But their lives are changed on Pentecost. Why? What's the difference when Jesus sends down the Holy Spirit this time? Well, here's my guess. Jesus is not with them anymore in the body on Pentecost. And so when Jesus sends down the Holy Spirit in this new way, in this new outpouring that the apostles receive as wind and tongues of flame, what they come to understand in that moment is that in the Holy Spirit, they are in direct contact, in a direct relationship with Jesus Christ. Just as he lived with them for 3 years here on earth, now he actually dwells in their hearts. And so they go out as totally new people. They know that Jesus Christ lives within them, that they can do anything, that they can change the world. And see, if we go back to that gospel reading from today and look at it again with that understanding that this is what the Holy Spirit does. He brings us into a direct relationship, into direct contact with Jesus Christ. How? Through the sacraments. Now in this gospel, we're not just receiving the institution of confession, right? But it's a reminder that this is what these sacraments are all about. The apostles probably thought the first time that happened, like, oh great, that's a pretty amazing power. I can use the Holy Spirit to forgive people's sins. But how much more important when they realize that when they celebrated the sacraments, they were coming into that same direct contact that they had with Jesus Christ when he lived here on earth. That's the power of the sacraments. That's why they're the masterworks in God's new covenant. They change our lives. They're the moments where we come into contact with Jesus Christ in that profound way. I mean, of course, the Holy Spirit works in the church in many ways, and Jesus is present to us in many ways. But in the sacraments, we have this direct connection. This is why, you know, we believe what we believe about the sacraments, like that if you're in a terrible car accident, laying there dying on the side of the road, and you've never been baptized, it doesn't matter who comes along. They could be Christian, they could be a Muslim, they could be an atheist. As long as they pour water over your head and say, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, you are baptized. Because it is not about the human person who's doing that sacrament. It's Jesus Christ himself who reaches down and baptizes you in that moment. That's why it doesn't matter, you know, when you come to Mass, if the priest is exhausted or grouchy or, you know, he's a terrible, sinful person. I mean, of course it matters, don't get me wrong. But it doesn't matter as far as whether or not the Eucharist is valid, because it's not the priest. It's not the work of any human person that makes that sacrament work. Jesus himself reaches down and changes that bread and that wine. Maybe you could tell some stories of your own. I certainly know stories of people whose whole lives have been changed by the sacrament. People who go to confession, and that one confession changes their life. Or they sit before our Lord in Eucharistic adoration, and their lives are transformed over a period of months. I know people who have been miraculously healed by the sacrament of the anointing of the sick. I may have told you this story already, but for me, the sacrament that really changed my life was confirmation. Not that it changed, like, meant a whole lot to me at the time. You know, I don't even remember my confirmation ceremony or anything. But about a year later from confirmation, I was reflecting on my life. And up until that point in my life, you know, I was a teenager, and I didn't enjoy going to Mass. I didn't like praying the rosary. I thought it was super boring. But over that year, my life changed. And I began to enjoy going to Mass. I began to enjoy praying the rosary. And one day that dawned on me. And I thought, what has changed in my life? That this has changed in my life, you know? What has happened? And it dawned upon me in that moment that it had been about a year since I was confirmed. And this was the grace of the sacrament, the way in which Jesus Christ reaches down and directly touches our lives. So, this is what we are called to understand about the sacraments. So they're not just one thing among many. They are these seven masterworks, these seven mysteries that God has entrusted to us, in which we, by the power of the Holy Spirit, come into this direct contact with Jesus Christ. And so every time that we celebrate any of the sacraments, but especially, you know, confession, the Eucharist, those of you who are married, every day when we try to make that new gift of ourselves to our spouse, these are ways in which Jesus Christ directly touches our lives, and we can be filled with the Holy Spirit with that same profound understanding that Jesus is with us, that the apostles experienced on that Pentecost day. And so that Pentecost event was not just something that happened then for the apostles. It can happen for us still today if we make use of the sacraments, if we understand the sacraments, if we come to the sacraments with an open heart, knowing that in the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ himself will reach out and touch us and change our lives, and that we can reach out and touch him and be changed.